This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition number 1930, recorded on Thursday the 27th of October 2016, bringing you news, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. My name is Ian Robertson and I'm joined by Paddy Watkins.
Hello. As usual, we have a variety of news items about the city and some letters to the Evening News, plus a feature about entertainers of the 60s and 70s, Mike and Bernie Winters.
Today, we welcome new listeners, Jean Wheeler from Aldborough, Dennis Thulis from Lyng, Peddy Howard from Norwich, and Margaret Hodgson from Felthorpe.
Now for some news items. The big news for the arts in Norwich is the appointment of a new manager at the Theatre Royal, as the long and successful stewardship of Peter Wilson comes to an end. Other successes in the arts world are celebrated at the Norfolk Arts Awards ceremony for this year, and then we hear that the University of the Arts is to enter into a new world as it launches science degrees. But first, the theatre. Championing the Theatre Royal's new Stage 2 centre and building on the theatre's hugely enviable programme of shows, and among the priorities for new chief executive Stephen Crocker when he takes over in January. Mr. Crocker, 35, is to succeed outgoing chief executive Peter Wilson, who is leaving after 25 years in December. And on a visit to Norwich, he said he was excited about leading the theatre through its next chapter and flying the flag for the city and county as a leading centre for culture. What an exciting prospect to come into a theatre that is so loved by the people in Norwich and Norfolk, that is thriving, has a phenomenal programme already in place, and a real privilege to build on the legacy of a theatre legend like Peter Wilson, said Mr. Crocker, currently Deputy Chief Executive of the Lowry, a major arts venue in the northwest of England. The theatre recently opened Stage 2, a £3 million learning and participation centre, and Mr. Crocker said developing this for the future would be a key focus. Mr. Crocker will be moving to Norwich's Golden Triangle with his partner Michael Travers in December and said he was enjoying learning more about the city he will soon call home. "What I love about Norwich is the way in which it is an ancient city with a modern outlook," he said. "Just standing outside the Forum, looking towards the historic Guildhall, the war period architecture of the City Hall, the modern architecture of the Forum, the way the city comes together just gives it a really unique buzz."
Inspiring champions of Norfolk's rich cultural scene were celebrated at a special awards ceremony at Norwich Cathedral's hostelry. The 2016 Norfolk Arts Award, in association with the Evening News' sister paper, the Eastern Daily Press, saw 19 awards presented to some real stars of the county's creative community. Stash Kirkbride, co-founder of the Norfolk Arts Awards, said the event highlighted the brilliant achievements of dedicated and talented people across the county, and showed what an amazing place Norfolk is for the arts. He added, "We saw a wonderfully diverse group of people being celebrated, many of whom have served the county for decades and who have helped to inspire so many artists in Norfolk, and also some talented young people who are just starting out. I'm very proud of everyone who has helped to make these awards such a success." BBC Radio Norfolk's Nick Conrad and Chrissy Jackson hosted the event, and entertainment included a Norwich Fashion Week showcase and performances from Adrian Wright and Annette Jude, Norwich High School for Girls Chamber Choir, Catherine McArdle, Lisa Cassidy and the Malthouse String Quartet. The Norfolk Arts Award, now in their fifth year, a part of the Hostry Festival.
An arts university has launched its first science degrees, as it aims to supply the future workforce of the city's blossoming tech sector, linking technical skills with creativity. From September next year, students will be able to learn the skills they need to design computer games and create good user experiences at Norwich University of the Arts. Undergraduate degrees will be offered in game design, interaction design, practice of making interactive experiences, and user experience design, the process of enhancing user satisfaction. NUA said it has carried out extensive research which shows that there is a skill gap and demand for knowledge in these areas. Scott Grandison, teaching fellow in digital transformation and creative coding at NUA, said, "For game design and user experience design, there is a definite skills gap. We get called all the time by really large household name businesses because they're trying to fill those roles. The gaming industry is worth £2 billion a year to the British economy. It is the biggest entertainment industry in the country."
Council officers are today negotiating with a group of travellers who have set up camp on a recreation ground used by local children to play on. The travellers arrived at the Heartsease Recreation Ground off Sale Road, Norwich, on Sunday night, prompting anger amongst some of the local residents. They are frustrated that the travellers' usage of the land means their children are unable to play there during half term this week. The travellers, who are living in seven caravans, are believed to have said they plan to stay on the land until Friday. Yesterday, an officer from Norfolk County Council carried out a welfare assessment of the camp, a legal requirement to check there are no vulnerable people on the site before any eviction process can begin. David Bradford, the Labour councillor for Crome, the ward in which the site lies, described the timing as unfortunate and said he had received several calls from annoyed residents. "Hopefully, the matter will be resolved by the end of the week. Hopefully, amicably," he said.
Two wards have reopened and a third will follow suit next month, according to chiefs at the region's biggest hospital. In August, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital closed three wards, equating to 68 beds, temporarily in a bid to drive down money spent on agency staff. The decision sparked protests by campaign group Keep Our NHS Public, which feared the closures would be permanent. But the NNN last night said Edgefield and Holt wards had reopened. Cringleford ward, which was supposed to have been reopened this month, is now set to do so in November. The NNN didn't say why its reopening was delayed. It comes as 86 newly qualified nurses from University of East Anglia start working at the hospital, though it was originally hoped 100 would be recruited.